This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator with a podcast of my column of June 26, 2015. On Monday in Toronto, a group of hockey minds will gather to choose this year's inductees into the Hall of Fame, almost certainly snubbing Dave Andrechuk again. Forgive the cynicism, but overlooking the big Hamiltonian has become an annual tradition, despite stats and successes that suggest his lack of a plaque is a ridiculous mistake. Four players can be admitted each year. Nicklas Lidström is a shoo-in to lead the class of 2015. Chris Pronger will be there too, though his history of on-ice suspensions may scare a couple votes away. And you'd think Sergei Fedorov will receive an invitation. That leaves one spot, Andrechuk's spot. He's 14th on the all-time goal-scoring list in NHL history. Every eligible player in the top 30 on that list is in the hall, including some who have scored as many as 100 goals fewer. Geez, the guy has more goals than renowned scorer Yari Kurri, and he was set up by Wayne Gretzky for most of his career. He has almost 80 more goals than Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur, 140 more than Hall of Famer Lanny McDonald, and almost 250 more than Hall of Famer Boom Boom Geoffrion. When it comes to power play goals, he has more than, well, everyone. He's number one on that list all time. He has more than Hall of Famers and legendary net finders Phil Esposito, Brett Hull, Mario Lemieux, and even Gretzky. Ironically, this is an area for which he often gets criticized. Sure, he scored a lot, but he often did it with the man advantage. Yet the same issue didn't seem to be a problem for any of those other guys. Besides, isn't scoring on the power play kind of the point of the whole exercise? He won a Stanley Cup as team captain. He collected 77 game-winning goals. Twice he scored more than 50 in a season. Twice more he had at least 40, and five times he had 30-plus. He put together 14 straight seasons of 20 or more goals, and then finished strong by collecting that many in four of his last 5 years, while transforming himself into a defensive specialist to help his Lightning win. In other words, his resume is packed. Yet you still get the sense that if the folks who make the decisions are going to fill that last available spot in the hall, they'll do it with Eric Lindros or Mark Recchi or maybe Sergei Makarov. Sexier picks, guys who were flashier. So on Monday afternoon, we'll wait for the announcement that Hamilton's greatest ever offensive player has once again been bypassed, that his achievements will be dismissed as being the result of being a specialist or as the result of mere longevity. Again, that's a bad thing? Or some other explanation. Ignoring, of course, that the essential aim of hockey is to score more than your opponent. And he did that better than almost anyone else who ever played. And overlooking the fact that every single person on that panel would have killed to have a difference maker like Andrechuk on his team. There is hope, though. Next year's class is basically a dud. The big names who become eligible for 2016 are Jason Arnott, Jose Theodore, Milan Hayduk, Ziggy Palfy, and Roman Hamrlik. That group is so weak, it might not be admitted to the hall if it paid for admission, which means that's Andrechuk's time. That will be the opening through which a couple guys who have fallen through the cracks can be admitted, him in particular. Remember, it wouldn't be the first time a Hall of Fame whiff has been corrected years after it should have been resolved. Fans of Rush will recall it inexplicably took forever to get the band into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, despite having great fan support, great album sales, and a lengthy career. A year ago, they finally got into the hall. It was long overdue, and ridiculous that they had to wait so long, but eventually it happened. Following the same path would mean Andrechuk will have to wait a little longer. But 12 months from now, he too should be having his moment in the limelight. If he doesn't get his invitation then, he's never getting in. And that, frankly, would make even less sense than all the snubs to this point. This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator. Thank you for listening.